Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you.
Call security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
Okay, and your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Your buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's 7 foot tall.
He's a kid.
He's right. A kid.
He's got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah, this is Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Hanging out with you and you. And don't think I forgot about you. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. Yeah, Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me. Ryan Hoppy Radio. At gmail.com. We have so much to get into, man. I mean, there's a ton of things to talk about.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
But let me remind you that if you're looking for a new bed and you live in the Tampa Bay area, Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro with Dwayne the Mattress Guy is the place to be. 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555. When I tell you that Dwayne, the mattress guy at Mattress by Appointment Hillsboro, is the best around, I am a man of my words. Oh, yeah. I see this here from TMZ. And this, to me, is a sign that Brett Favre is not respected. This is a sign that Brett Favre is forgotten about. Brett Favre, open to doing NFL broadcasts. I would consider it. Brett Favre, I don't want to say you're forgotten about. I don't want to say that we don't remember you. But it's going on like 20 years since you played, man. What else do you have to live for? Wrangler jean commercials? And the fact that you probably gave that girl PTSD? And you send her that picture of your dong. Like, oh, of course you're going to consider it. It would give you attention, dummy. Just saying.
Not surprised he came back. I'm more surprised that he retired, especially as quickly as he did. And there was a little drama, I know, amidst that retiring.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Tom, I don't talk to Tom much, but what a little
bit. Yeah, you guys don't really seem to vibe. Like, Brett Favre was, like, a really good quarterback, but he, like, led the NFL for the longest times in, like, interceptions and fumbles and touchdowns and yards. So it was, like, you don't want to lead in those categories. You know what I mean? That's, like, not a positive thing. He had all the numbers, but he only won one Super Bowl. So I don't really see him talking to the GOAT, because Brett Favre probably thought he was the GOAT, but he's up there. But he ain't the GOAT.
But I've talked to him. He still has the passion.
Yeah.
And I know family issues weigh heavy on a player when you get into the latter part of your career.
Especially when you're Brett Favre and you were sending pictures to a Jets reporter. Yeah, you would be the authority on all things family issues.
But my interpretation is his what? Family is all in. And it's like Tom or Dad or, you know, Uncle Tom. We want you to play.
Get the hell out of the house. You're annoying.
Good. You love it. We love watching you play. So
yeah.
I think that in itself probably just kind of, you know, he's like, what am I doing? You know,
it seems like Brett Favre's really projecting and probably a little insecure, and I would say a little bit jealous of Tom Brady. Because Brett Favre later in his career, like he had that game against Minnesota, or he was on Minnesota against the Saints, and he like always would fumble or throw an interception when it mattered. Like, yeah, on the grand scheme of things, Brett Favre's one of the best of all time, but oof.
I belong on the field.
And whether it's one more year, two more years, it's nice to know that you've got a $375 million TV contract lined up for you after retirement.
Yeah, and no big deal.
If you need it. But no, hey, if anybody's worth it, it's Tom Brady.
Are you worth it, Brett Favre? Are you worth it?
Are you surprised that these quarterbacks are getting this type of money? And do you wish that you went that route right after your, I guess, Packers career?
This guy's kind of insulting him. Like, yeah, you know, not after your Jets career or Vikings, after your Packers career. You should have just hung it up.
I guess my country accent cuts me out. The all shucks mentality. No,
that's not true. Phil Simms has made quite a career.
I'm good.
No, you're not.
I've made great money. I'm
Yeah. I love when people go, I made great money. Good for you. Good for you. 856-49 Hoppy. So I know people are indifferent about Russell Wilson. They don't know if they like him. They don't know if they do. They can't tell if they want to or not. But he's doing something that's really relatable. He's doing something that makes him one of a kind. Sierra was popping his pimples on vacation. My girl does that too. I get a few different types of pimples on my face. First of all, the ones from anxiety, from drinking soda or beer. And my face will get a little bit, freaked out or whatever. My girlfriend, it's painful, But she'll fix the face and whatever. So it's nice to see that, like, Russell Wilson has that with him, too, that he's got a girl that cares about him and everything. Sierra has Russell
Wilson. We signed up for Frontier Gig Fiber in our new home.
Sierra has Russell Wilson's back and also clearly his face because the two were on vacation in Italy this week, and she popped some of the pimples on his cheeks. The Level Up singer went to town on her hubby's mug on a boat in Lake Como on Tuesday after the Broncos quarterback was seen complaining of his pimple pain. Man, that's really reading the situation from a few pictures you're able to pick up that Russell Wilson was like, my pimples hurt. Can you clean this up, babe? I don't know. He's 33 years old, man. And I feel like he just joined the NFL. It's weird how time flies. What a concept. Meanwhile, Sierra looked amazing in a pair of bathing suits. Thanks for that info, TMZ. I had no idea that Sierra was a beautiful woman, but now that you told me that Sierra was a beautiful woman, no, I know. This next headline to me, I couldn't even believe that it was real. It kind of creeped me out a little bit. You know, like when you have a feeling that somebody you know cheats on their wife or breaks the law and they accuse other people of it. And it's like, well, why is that word even in your vocabulary? Like whenever you see a racist person and they're like, I'm not a racist, but I don't know why that word can't be said in conversation. You know, people like that. I'm not talking about Roman Catholics being, racist, but I saw this headline. And to me, this makes me wonder what happens behind closed doors, well, we know, of the Roman Catholic Church. And here's what I mean by this. You ready for this? Pope Francis says abortion is like hiring a hitman. What? Huh? What are you talking about? Why is that even in your vocabulary, Pope Francis? Why are you? I would never think to talk about a hitman. Weird, weird, weird wording. So it's like hiring a hitman when your uncle rapes you and you get pregnant at 16 or you didn't get proper sex education. Oh, that's right. You got to wait till marriage unless you're a priest and then you cover up pedophilia. I love what Catholics are like, oh, yeah, they didn't know. They're really bad at being leaders then if they were unaware of the mass pedophilia in their religion. Pope Francis is in huge support of the U.S. Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. They said that life begins at conception. But what is this life begins at conception? Do you see where the planet's at? Yeah, this great life we have, this amazing world of shootings, this amazing world of increased prices on food. You can barely get any food for $100 grocery shopping. Yeah, please bring me into this world. I don't hate religion. If it makes you a better person, that's fine. But goddamn, I really hate the, like, I just hate it. I hate the Pope, dude. An old man in a robe telling you how to live your life. If you saw an old man in a robe at a gym telling you how to live your life in a sauna, you'd be creeped out. But when it's the Pope, you're not creeped out. He spoke from his residence at the Vatican, which I would say if you go to his residence, you should probably check his hard drive. I ask, is it legitimate? Is it right to eliminate a human life to resolve a problem? Yes! If you don't have the money. God. What? It's some weird population control thing going on where, like, I don't know if the boomers see that, like, millennials don't want to have kids because it's gross and repulsive. I mean, I'm glad my mom gave birth to me, I guess. I don't know. And I just don't get this judgmentalness. Do you ever notice whenever Catholics talk about abortion and that, it's always the fairy tale concept of, oh, the beautiful life. Do you see who our president is? Do you see blah, blah, blah? You want to bring something into this world? And then have it be brought into a family that can't afford anything and goes to bed hungry. Oh, what a life. I don't know. And then you turn to religion and then things happen with a priest. Oh, yeah, I'm glad you brought me to life, Mom. It's not me literally talking to my mom. I'm saying about anybody else. I hated church, bro. You go there and they're just reading from a scripture. I could barely follow along in class. And I'm like, what does this even mean? Why can't gay people get married? Why can't you do what you want with your body? Oh, because it's something in the sky? Even though everybody that's ever died, no one's really talked about in the afterlife. People talk about their life flashing before their eyes. But who's ever gone, oh, yeah, I saw my family in heaven. We were hanging out. It's all, unfortunately, probably fiction. So you got abortion essentially getting banned. And then they're really hitting the hard-hitting topics, these rich and elite. FDA will temporarily allow Juul e-cigarettes to be sold in stores while the company appeals its ban in the U.S. This is how dumb we are. This has nothing to do with this. Oh, geez. This Juul, I was just rhyming Juul with do on accident. This has nothing to do with Juul pods. This has everything to do with the fact that nobody really smokes cigarettes under the age of 30 unless you're an idiot. And Juul pods were a replacement, and people didn't want to have yellow teeth and reek. So they banned Juul pods. Hey, FDA. And big tobacco that was losing money, guess what? There's smoke shops where you can buy replacements. Oh, you banned Juul? Oh, you guys really banned it all. It's not like all my friends that smoke Juul pods are just going to smoke shops to get vapes. Dummies. It's like banning Bud Light and beer and being like, oh, yeah, we fixed the drinking problem. The FDA will temporarily allow Juul products to return to shelves in the U.S. as it reviews the company appeal of its decision last month. The agency cites scientific issues for the temporary stay on the ban last month. Juul rocketed in popularity in the 2010s and was largely blamed for increases in teen nicotine use as a result. What increases? Like Gen X and baby boomers and the previous generation weren't smoking all the time? maybe increased electronic nicotine as a result. But teen nicotine use was pretty high already. The decision last month came as part of a larger push by the Biden administration to curb tobacco and nicotine use in America. Honestly, I don't like cigarettes. I smoked it in 2009 at a skate park in Arlington Heights, Illinois, and I vomited everywhere, and it's because I hit it too hard. That's why I prefer reefer. But this whole thing to curb nicotine use and tobacco, why are you going after that? There are so many bigger problems. I'm in awe. I just look at the problems with our country. Food shortages, homeless problems, bad roads, traffic all the time. And it's like, oh no, but ban nicotine. They're literally, the politicians are doing nothing to help us. They're going after the NFL. They're going after abortion and Juul pods. So essentially what we do with our body and a huge corporation, but anything to help out the everyday average Joe, whatever, figure it out on your own. Oh, fuck off. Fuck you. Tired of it. Then we got this Obamacare, which works for me, but prevents companies from making people full-time because they don't want to pay for it. Oh, we gave you a 50% raise. $5. Cool. Thank you. How am I supposed to survive? How is anybody supposed to survive? And the asshole boomers that have a 401k and their money saved. Just go into a job application. Just go into a job and bring your application and be like, I want to get hired. Not like everything has to go through it electronically, you out of touch douchebags. Also from the Daily Mail, adult model 29 who went viral thanks to her relationship with 4'10" former child actor who rides a mobile scooter reveals they ended their three-year romance after he denied she's the best lover he's ever had. And I'm friends with both these people. I heard about him when Anthony Cumia did a bit about him. His name is Mason Reese, and he was this guy that was like 4'10". And in the 70s did like commercials, and he kind of looked like an Oompa Loompa. Like he's a weird looking dude, and he was dating this girl that was like doing cam videos. I'm trying to look up what he did. He was in TV commercials, so any older person listening, for Underwood, Deviled Ham, Ivory Snow, Dunkin' Donuts, and Post Raisin Bran. And it's like they were a fascinating couple. Because he was like a bizarre sugar daddy because he's short, but you know he's probably saved his money. And that's always a weird subject whenever your girlfriend's like, how do I compare it to your other lovers? And you think about some of the fun times you had, and you're like, yeah, you're the best ever, which my girlfriend is the best ever I've had. But you think about the other times, and you're like, those weren't bad either. But then you think about some of the people that thought teeth was necessary, and you're like, man, there was this one girl I was having fun with after my breakup, and she just kept using teeth in all fashions, not just during oral. It's just like, get your teeth out of here. I'm not at the dentist's office trying to get laid. Sarah Ruzzi, 29, and Mason Reese, 58, so she's literally half his age, with their age gap relationship. She was trolled by people calling her a gold digger, but said the love was real. I was friends with them. The love did seem to be real. I have a funny sugar daddy tale. Not that I have one. So I went to the St. Pete Pride Parade with a bunch of my friends and my girlfriend's friends. The couple we go on double dates with, and she brought some of her gay friends. I hung out with my girlfriend. We kind of had a Pete and Kim vibe going because my girlfriend was the most beautiful girl at the parade, and I was wearing shades, allegedly on a few edibles. I would never do that and drink Cognac and whatever. I'm always sober. So I was wearing shades and whatever, and this girl was like, hey, because we're at this cabana area at this like nightclub, this outdoor, indoor nightclub, and I'm at the outdoor part. during Pride, and we're sitting in the cabana section, and this one girl who's like 19 or 20 is on Seeking Arrangements, where you don't even have sex with the girl. It's just rich boomers that want to spend money. I think they're lonely. I don't get it. I would at least want to get laid if I was doing that. That is a weird fetish. I don't even know if it's a fetish. It's just being lonely with no friends. And she was like, hey, my sugar daddy, I think his name was like Todd or something. She's like, he says I can get whatever I want on the tab. So it's open tab. And I'm like, I'll take two Bud Lights, and everybody's getting drinks. And they got like two charcuterie boards, which I vomited later. And I was like, well, that was a waste of a good, you know, little snack. And the bill comes. And I think it was one of those things where the credit card company or the debit card company, I don't know what type of card it was because I was trying not to be too close to the situation, and I'll explain in a minute. The bill was probably $350 at a bar. Yes. And this wasn't one of those like expensive bars where a drink is $20. Like, it was like we were getting drink after drink. And the car got declined like twice. So then she had to call her sugar daddy. And in the process of calling her sugar daddy, she comes up to me and is like, could you help me like pay this? I'm like, I don't have any money. And she's like, well, I'm not on Venmo or Facebook. I'm only on Cash App. And I'm like, I'm not saying you're an escort, but whenever you're only on Cash App, a little sketchy, man. So then someone ended up paying for it and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, that doesn't seem fun. Like, I'm not saying having a sugar daddy isn't good. I'm not saying having a sugar daddy is bad. But that pressure of, because I've heard that it happened at other clubs with this girl. She was a nice girl. She's 19 years old, whatever. Born in 2003. Frightening. But I was like, that doesn't sound fun, having to wonder if your credit card's going to go through or not. This is from the Daily Mail. Time to take a long, hard look in the mirror. Men who are narcissists are more prone to premature ejaculation and difficulty reaching orgasm. That's not always because of narcissism. It's because of all your bipolar meds. Academics surveyed 1,200 men on their sex lives and level of sexual narcissism. Those with high sexual narcissism tend to be prone to premature ejaculation. I don't get men that can't control that. Like, I'm not saying the pull-out method works every time, but whenever you talk to somebody who knocked up a woman, they're like, yeah, I didn't really pull out in time. And it's like they were pulling out while the motion was happening. No. To be the king of the pull-out method, you got to pull out like when you're beginning to feel something and then lay on the bed and see where everything goes. You know what I mean? See where the paste goes. The clam chowder. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be crude here, but I'm having a real discussion about sex. Saying that glory, that amazing feeling is not worth it. You know what I mean? I think sometimes people don't know what the pull-out method even is. It cracks me up a little bit. And I don't get dudes that are like, oh my God, I don't want to put in any work during sex. But why is my friends with benefits not wanting to hang out with me so much? It's like, I don't know. You got to put in the work. You got to rev up the engine. You can't just go there expecting the engine to get revved up and you don't put in any effort. You get what you put in. Yeah, your tongue might be a little sore, but in a few minutes, you're going to feel pretty good. 856-49-HOPPY. This is also from the Daily Mail. Nicki Minaj shows support for husband on IG after his sentencing to 1 year in home detention and 3 years probation for failing to register as a sex offender. Oh, yeah. Nicki Minaj showed her support of husband Kenneth Petty. He was also ordered to pay a $55,000 fine. What is the chance that she paid for it? I don't see him being worth a lot of money. He was convicted for the first-degree attempted rape of a girl of 16 in 1995. He spent 4 years in prison for his crime. He failed to do this when him and Minaj moved to California. I don't get anything from sex offenders. I think they're repulsive and should get the death penalty once found guilty, including shooters as well. I think we are way too nice to these people. But I never get sex offenders who are like, I'm not going to sign up and let them know where I'm moving. And then they expect that to like just go on forever. You know what I mean? Like, why not let your officer know or whoever represents you that you're moving? You got some weird intentions if you're moving and you're not letting them know. Because if you're a sex offender, you should be grateful that you're out and free and not dead. So there's always kind of evil, creepy intentions when you don't let anybody know. Let me take a sip of this Coca-Cola that I got from Chick-fil-A. Their Coca-Cola is good. Everyone talks about the McDonald's Coca-Cola. Yeah, that's fine. The best Coke is what you get in Ybor City.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. When I tell you that he is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. He is open Monday through Friday and sometimes Saturday, but you got to sign up at richkbarber.com. And even if you got to wait a few days, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack. It's going to be worth it. So here's how this goes. You go to richkbarber.com. You sign up for an appointment. He is at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. And when you sit down in that chair, tell him I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Oh, my God.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
What are you looking at? Loser, you're a loser. Are you feeling sorry for yourself?
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. If you're listening on Z Radio Live right now,
yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
How's it going? But if you're not, you're listening on the podcast, listen to Z Radio Live all day long, but especially on Thursdays at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central at ZRadioLive.com. And if you're listening live on Z Radio, listen to my podcast afterwards on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Odyssey, whatever. Ah, we have so much to get into. I never realized how much effort it takes to be beautiful until I met my girlfriend. I ain't saying that my other girlfriends didn't try as hard to be beautiful, but my girlfriend really puts in a lot of effort. And I see this headline here from the Daily Mail. And it makes me realize that women out there really put in a lot of effort to look beautiful.
Kim Kardashian quoted as saying, "I was freaking out." She reveals she suffered from psoriatic arthritis brought on by 3-week crash diet ahead of the Met Gala. No offense, but didn't really seem to work that well because you broke that dress. But because she said she didn't break the dress, we're going to believe it. Even though we have picture proof that she ruined the dress of Marilyn Monroe. Which people romanticize Marilyn Monroe in this weird way. I'm like, she was a homewrecker, bro. Kim Kardashian shared that her 16-pound weight loss in order to fit Marilyn Monroe's iconic gown at the 2022 Met Gala came at a steep price. The 41-year-old Skims founder, who uses a plant-based diet, revealed that she has been consuming meat in her effort to quickly slim down. Her body had a flare-up that led to psoriatic arthritis. It broke out over her body, and I got psoriatic arthritis, so I couldn't really move my hands. Oh, that sounds worth it. Just to pose at the Met Gala. It was really painful, and I had to go to a rheumatologist who put me on a steroid. Thankfully, cutting out meat did the trick and helped her body recover. I cut out the meat again, and it calmed down. Despite suffering from the painful condition, Kim recently defended her diet and remarked that she didn't do anything unhealthy. As she compared her weight loss to that of Christian Bale's weight loss for his role in The Machinist. Chatting with the New York Times, Kim, who attended the fashion event with her boyfriend Pete Davidson, shared that she lost weight through a diet, a sauna suit, and running twice a day, and explained, "I didn't do anything unhealthy." I never know what to believe with her. I don't even think she knows what to believe. Because some days she expresses, you know, "Oh, everything's great and dandy." And then you see her, this video of her trying to fit into the Marilyn Monroe dress. And you're like, what are you doing? Although I think she's hotter than Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe gives me really weird vibes. I know she's been dead for like a half a century, but she just... ugh. I can't play that, and there's really nothing to it. It was just her putting on the gown. 856-49, Hobby. Brittany Griner pleads guilty. Ooh, that's not a good sign. And now faces 10 years in prison. Tells judge, "I didn't want to break the law," and clutches photo of her wife. Listen. The pen that she was caught with is a felony. Unless you have a medical marijuana card. And medical marijuana is only legal in like maybe one-third to a half of America. America. So what I'm saying is, she didn't mean to break the law. You're in Russia. If I was in Russia, I would be so well-behaved. I wouldn't look any of the security guards in the eyes. I would just go in and go out. Her quote, "I'd like to plead guilty, Your Honor, but there was no intent. I didn't want to break the law." Her plea deal could be a defense strategy. Russian criminal trials are notoriously difficult for defendants, and experts have speculated that Griner could face retribution from authorities if she were to plead innocent. Her supporters have pressured Joe Biden to negotiate her release. You could say whatever the hell you want about Trump. And I was indifferent about Trump, but then seeing who he elected to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and then you're like, yeah, I don't really like that female. She's kind of a bitch.
Shut up.
Oh, I'm for women's rights.
Shut up.
You can say that Trump literally was willing to go to war for ASAP Rocky. And then you hear like these quotes from Brittany Griner's wife, and they're like, yeah, Joe Biden says he's working on it. I feel like Joe Biden says he's working on everything, and then he literally just sits in his living room and watches TV. I'm not really seeing him getting anything done. And here's what I really want to know. I like saying her name wrong because it pisses off people. And I frankly don't know how to say it, but Kamala banging the mayor of San Francisco a lot in the 90s to get famous. Where's she been? Because I just imagine Joe Biden watching The Price is Right. I thought Kamala was going to be so big for women. If she was so good for women, why aren't you getting Brittany Griner free? Where you been? Why aren't you on the front lines? You were on the front lines to sleep with the mayor of San Francisco to get famous. Oh, no. We don't talk about that. She was just his intern. Yeah. Nearly four times the rate of Trump and Obama employers have quit working with Biden. Yeah. I can imagine working with Biden's probably infuriating. It's like having a boss that lets you know that things are happening last minute. And you get that text. You're like, hey, buddy, can you work tomorrow morning? It's 8 p.m. Can you get up at 3? I imagine there being no organization. Can you imagine if this happened to Trump? All the people quit. Oh, he doesn't know how to be a president. He really didn't. But then you have Biden having everybody quit and the liberals defend him. He has lost 86 employers from 2021 to 2022, a 15% dip. It's nearly four times more than Obama lost in his first year and is a whopping 15 times higher than the team lost in Trump's first year. I don't know if Trump's a good boss or a bad boss. I know he was kind of born into money, but I feel like he kind of knows how to be a boss. Sort of like how Michael Scott on The Office knows how to be a boss. And the current president began with more employers than Obama and Trump. Most recently, he lost his press secretary, Jen Psaki, and her chief. A reported salary reported this week shows that 16 employers make $0 annually, compared to 2021 when 41 people were unpaid. There are 24 are making the usual $180,000. Dude, you couldn't pay me to work for Joe Biden, but you're honestly an idiot if you're working for Joe Biden for free. You honestly might be one of the dumbest people I've ever met. Honestly. And honestly, if you defend this guy and say whatever the hell you want about him, you're a dummy too. I'm sick of it. Derek Chauvin sentenced to 20 years in prison for violating George Floyd's civil rights. Let me read this here because this is breaking. Derek Chauvin was just sentenced to more than 20 years in federal prison for violating the civil rights during his murder. The former Minnesota cop took a plea deal back in December, admitting he kept his knees pinned to George's neck when Floyd became unresponsive, getting 245 months in prison followed by 5 years of supervised release. I wonder what that'll be like having to be as, like, officer. He was in the courtroom when the judge read the sentence wearing an orange prison jumpsuit and waved to his mother and friends when he was brought in. Floyd's brother, Philonies, gave a victim impact statement saying George was murdered in broad daylight for the world to see. Yeah, I mean, we know it's unfortunate. He was already found guilty of murdering Floyd and sentenced to 22.2 years behind bars. I don't know if it goes to 40 years behind bars or 20 years, but either way, he's going to get out in 10. Why will he get out in 10 years, you say, Ryan? Because he's a privileged white cop. Oh, cops are so getting better. Until the day the cops report on their own. Shut up. Breaking news, too. James Caan, dead at 82 years old. The legendary actor made famous for roles in, like, The Godfather, has died. It was put up on his Twitter account. It is with great sadness that we inform you of the passing of Jimmy on the evening of July 6th. The family appreciates the outpouring of love and heartfelt condolences and asks that you respect their privacy during this difficult time. I watched about a half of The Godfather last year. And I was just like, eh, it's okay. I'd rather watch Sopranos. Sopranos is like boring, but it's like boring in a fast-paced way. The Godfather was just boring in general. The Godfather is one of those movies like Citizen Kane where you go, it's not for me. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't watch this, but I appreciate that it's good. Kind of like country music. I don't think it's good, but I can see how people that have a false idea of America are into it. Kanye West sued by fashion rental service. You owe me over $400,000. Kanye West rented a bunch of clothes from a famous fashion rental service but didn't return over a dozen items and is now skipping out on a six-figure bill. What a douchebag, man. Like, if this was, like, somebody who was broke, I would get it, but he is being sued by the David Casavon Archive for over $400,000. Over years of unpaid fees. Well, that's on you, David Casavon Archive. If you were allowing him to come back and he didn't pay the first time. You guys are literally the opposites of Gold Digger. You're dumb. Let me see here. They have the receipt. Calvin Klein, 14, navy jacket, $24,000. Calvin Klein, 16, navy and silver jacket, $18,000. This is a little more relatable. Not at all. Dolce & Gabbana, black mesh tank, $1,200. I mean, you could literally get better clothes for $20 at, like, I don't want to say Goodwill, because that's a bit of a stretch, but maybe more like Burlington. I don't know. I just don't know why you would allow Kanye West to continually come back if he's not paying for it. Like, don't complain when a billionaire is not giving you literally what would be 25 cents for me. Oh, we're so happy to have Kanye here. And like how everybody else spoils him, we're going to spoil him by saying, oh, yeah, you can pay us next time. One Tree Hill, Bevan Prince, husband dies after being hit by lightning. One Tree Hill actress, Bevan Prince, is suffering through the loss of her husband who was hit by lightning. He was near Masonboro Island in North Carolina over the weekend when he was hit by lightning. He was the CEO of a digital media company, was only 33 years old. Heartbreaking, man. But also, why are you on the water? You know? Man, we got James Caan dying. You have him dying. And this next death, man, really hits home. This next death really is creepy. The creator of Yu-Gi-Oh! The actual creator of Yu-Gi-Oh! Has passed away. I watched the Yu-Gi-Oh! Movie with my mom in like 2004, and I had some of the trading cards and whatever. I wasn't that into it. But he's definitely a revolutionary guy. Kazuki Takahashi has passed away. We are shocked and saddened to hear of the passing of him. Only 59. We are deeply grateful for the wonderful Yu-Gi-Oh! Universe he created. That's got to be crazy that he probably just came up with it, like that whole thing where J.K. Rowling was like, I came up with Harry Potter while on the train in London. I wonder where he was at when he created it. I should probably not play that because I don't want to get hit with copyright. 856 49 Hoppy. That's my next goal here, is I want to be able to play copyright. 856 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Oh, this breaking news here. 90 Day Fiance Pedro Jimeno, whatever it is, Jimeno, files for divorce from Chantel Everett. You siphoned $257,000 from our bank account. Whoa, meeting somebody after 90 days and getting engaged didn't work out? Whoa. I don't get it. also see this here. Elon Musk had twins with one of his execs, according to new report. Elon Musk just seemingly confirmed the news himself, tweeting out, doing my best to help the underpopulation crisis. At least be a good dad. He didn't let his kid identify as what he wanted or whatever that person's gender they identify as. He, like, shunned him away. He's got that Nick Cannon thing, like, I'm going to keep the population going. But you're a deadbeat dad. A collapsing birth rate is the biggest danger civilization faces by far. Good. We don't need to be here. We're not supposed to be here. And there is a picture of him with the Pope and his four kids that look like they don't want to be here. Yeah. I don't know who I'd rather hang out with less, the Pope or Elon Musk. At least Elon Musk doesn't cover up pedophilia. Just saying. Just being honest. I don't know. Why do we need to be on this planet? It's like a very conservative thing. Like, you must have life. Why? Oh, because God told me. Okay. Would God want you to cheat on your wife? I'm just saying.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yes. Following segment was brought to you by the best MMA trainer around. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. Monday through Friday, he has classes, and soon to be Saturday. 2822nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. AmirAcademyOfMartialArts.com. AmirAcademy.com, rather. He's really been getting me into shape, man. It's a good time.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, no.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
Oh, really?
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years. Marge, I've wasted half my life.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. All righty. Let's get into some celebrity news.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
So you guys grew up together?
Yeah, since third grade. Are you looking at?
I'm not looking at it.
We're not good enough for you. You look for something else?
No, I don't know.
What are you, big supermodels? Jesus! Supermodels! What are you, model gloves? What are you doing? The girl's totally into me.
Brad, eat a Snickers.
Why?
Because you get a little angry when you're hungry. Better?
Yeah.
Better.
Okay, that was actor Joe Pesci. You get a little hangry. Something a lot of us can relate to. And if you've gotten a little snappy, you haven't eaten.
Yeah. Especially when it's your time of the month.
You know, there actually is a study that confirms what most of us probably are. Oh, yeah. Here. It's real.
No question, especially on this shift sometimes. So
he's dealing with you guys. No, thank you.
The research followed a group of 64 people across 3 weeks, and the study found that emotions like anger, irritability, low levels of pleasure strongly linked to hunger. Bottom line.
Yeah, I have this weird thing. If I'm working my 12-hour shift at the Bone, I don't eat all day, and I feel like I'm going to faint, but I just, when we're in the middle of a 29-minute talk segment, nothing like the clock counting down, and you're like, only 13 minutes till I get to take a dump. No, thank you.
time, the hungrier people got, the angrier and more irritable they became. Mm-hmm. That happened to you.
What a concept. Breaking news from the Today Show. Thank you, guys. 856-49-HOPPY.
Kim Kardashian is keeping it real about her famous face.
Does she keep it real? Because she told us a few months ago she was doing good and then said she has arthritis. So I don't think she always keeps it real with us.
The beauty mogul opened up in the latest issue of Allure magazine about how much Botox and filler she really gets, insisting that it's considerably less than many fans may think.
Yeah, only five times a week.
Kim admitted that she has, quote, a little bit of Botox between her brows at the moment, but she...
Oh, I thought they were going to say in between her breasts. I was like...
She's, quote, chilled overall with the injections, adding that when it comes to filler, her cheeks and signature pout are all natural.
Hell yeah. I don't believe it, but hell yeah.
Saying, I've never filled my cheeks. I've never filled my lips.
I did fill myself with Ray J.
Never had eyelash extensions. I've never done anything. I have a drop of mascara on today. Yep, my eyebrows are real.
That's good. I'm so happy for her. 856-49-HOPPY.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Oh, I am.
Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber found a cheeky way to celebrate his home country.
How? Oh, Canada. Trudeau is an asshole.
The couple packed on the PDA in a steamy new pic for Canada Day, with Hailey straddling her music superstar husband on the floor as he caressed her face.
Weird, man. Weird. Oh, wow. You're showing us what it looks like when she's on top riding you. Thank you for that image. We needed that.
Hailey gave fans a peek at the personal cuddle session on her Instagram.
It says Happy Canada Day. So what, Canada Day is when you take selfies of you dry humping? Got it.
Instagram story, writing over the weekend, Happy Canada Day, kiss a Canadian if you know it's good for you.
Weird.
Alongside a Canadian flag and heart eyes emoji. The pair's loved up snap comes after a round of recent health scares, including a Ramsay-Hunt syndrome diagnosis for Justin.
Yeah, that video made me feel old because I'm so used to him being youthful. And then when he's talking with half his face probably numb from doing a lot of cocaine, you're like, that's sad.
The Peaches singer postponed multiple shows on his current world tour after suffering facial paralysis from the illness, which he explained on Instagram is the result of a virus that began in his ear.
What drug were you doing in your ear, bro?
The 28-year-old told fans in a candid selfie video last month that he wasn't able to blink, smile, or move his nostril on one side of his face, but he was keeping his spirits up and remaining dedicated to his recovery.
I hope you guys understand, and I'll be using this time to just rest and relax and get back to 100% so that I can do what I was born to do. But in the meantime... This ain't it. I gotta go get my rest on so that I can get my face back to where it's supposed to be.
That's good. In between, never mind. 856-49-HOPPY.
Adele had the ultimate cheering section for her first public concert in 5 years.
What, a bunch of mattresses because concerts with her put you to sleep?
The music superstar slayed the stage on night one of her headlining set at London's Hyde Park Festival over the weekend.
I would love to hear the reporters not kiss their ass and say they slayed and be like, ah, she did an average job. Oh, wait. That's what I'm here for. Just saying.
Where photographers snapped her boyfriend, Rich Paul, and ex-husband, Simon Konecki, sitting together in the same VIP section.
Let's be honest here. I wonder how many side chicks Rich Paul really has. Oh, you're on tour. Let me not hit anybody up. Oh, yeah, he's an NBA agent with access to some of the most elite side chicks. Oh, yeah, he ain't cheating.
Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden and Tom Cruise were among the other celebrities in attendance. But perhaps the real guest of honor was none other than Adele and Simon's 9-year-old son, Angelo, whom the singer reportedly revealed on stage was also in the audience.
Oh, that's good. Hi, Mommy, you're singing about how it's everyone else's fault.
The show marked Adele's return to live performing after she postponed her highly anticipated Weekends with Adele Las Vegas residency earlier this year. The 34-year-old...
Here, so I have another video here about Adele having to cancel those tours and how she thinks it just affected everybody.
Adele says her fans definitely didn't go easy on her after making...
Yeah, they're a bunch of bored middle-aged moms that just want to cry.
Making a last-minute decision to cancel her Las Vegas residency.
Yeah.
It was horrible, and it was the reaction was brutal.
Yeah, because you made a video of you crying. You kind of pulled a manifest of it, dummy.
Brutal. I was a shell of a person.
Oh, poor you. Maybe don't look at the comments, dummy. I'm aware that I have haters. You know what I do? I block them and I don't read the comments.
Couple of months.
Now the singer is explaining to BBC Radio 4 why she still thinks she made the right choice.
I definitely...
Because she's a narcissist and can never admit that it's ever her fault.
Think she made the right choice.
Kind of like her failed relationship. Oh, it's not my fault.
Definitely felt everyone's disappointment. And I was devastated. And I was frightened.
Yeah, and your bank account was the most upset.
About, you know, letting them down. And I thought I could pull it together and make it work, and yeah. I couldn't. And I stand by that decision.
Oh, that's good. We're so proud of you.
Shut up! Adele opened up about the backlash she received back in January after she made the tearful announcement that she was postponing her Vegas shows.
Maybe it didn't help that you had the Amber Heard tears in that video. I see my bank account.
I'm so sorry, but...
But Rich Paul's hanging out with some women right now. Oh, they're just friends of Ben Simmons and LeBron.
My show ain't ready.
Oh, no. How did we survive? Oh, wait, that's right. We had a lot of things happen since January. We ain't thinking about you. We might be listening to your music, but we ain't thinking about you.
We've tried absolutely everything that we can.
Yeah.
To put it together.
Got it.
In time. Mm-hmm. And for it to be good enough for you. It's been...
It'll never be good enough for you because your music is average.
Next up is Adele. I love this. The Grammy winner is leaving her fans feeling safer after reportedly stopping her outdoor London show not one, not twice, but several times to check on the audience. One fan in the crowd tweeted out this video of the singer at the BST Hyde Park Festival. Take a look.
This is the end.
Stop. Let's make it about me so I look like a superhero.
Securities, opportunity, securities help. Right in the middle there, can you see where they're all waving?
No.
Can you see over there? Can you get in there?
I hope this doesn't sound sexist or whatever. She's got an annoying voice, man. I know it's probably because I'm projecting or whatever, but my God.
Hey, look over there. Hey. Securities help. Hey. Right in the middle there, can you see where they're all waving? Can you see over there?
Yeah, you see the people over there that are like trying to leave because they're bored? Come back.
Can you get in there? You got in?
Okay. I don't know what's more boring, her talking to the crowd or her concert. Adele being boring? What a concept.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. The best around.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Someone hit me up with a flame. I'm having a nit fit. Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. And that's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Things between Pedro and I are not okay. I don't know.
The family.
Because you're so much fun to be around, Chantel.
Only Chantel stars Chantel Everett and Pedro Ximeno call it quits.
Mm.
It's news that's rocking the 90 Day Fiancé universe. According to court docs obtained.
What a white trash universe that is. It's a universe I don't want to be a part of.
That's rocking the 90 Day Fiancé universe. According to court docs obtained by ET, Pedro filed for divorce back in May.
Mm.
But those weren't the only papers served. We've learned a mutual restraining order was filed the same day.
Are you trying to have your life ruined by joining that? I mean, come on now.
Pedro.
What?
I'm convinced that there is nothing that I can do to change your mind about me. You don't like me.
While a surprise.
Wow, with that voice? I'm surprised. You sound like an angel.
To change your mind about me. You don't like me.
You don't like me. Oh, gee, I wonder why.
While a surprise, this isn't a total shock.
Duh.
Fans have
high maintenance and a douchebag combined. Not good.
Watch Chantel and Pedro head towards separation on the latest season of their spinoff.
Yeah, that's the problem. They're exploiting it. Don't ever tell me, oh, why is my relationship failing? Because you're exploiting it for TV, you ego-filled, talentless dummies.
You don't love
me. You know, you...
You don't.
You know.
You don't.
You know.
You don't. Just say it.
You know.
Just say it.
You
know.
He's doing what every man does that's smart in an argument. You let them get their lines out, and you go, uh-huh, uh-huh. I'm just going to take the L.
No. Just say you don't like me, and you don't love me.
You know.
What?
When?
You don't tell me that you do love me. Why don't you tell me how you really feel?
After a heated argument, viewers saw...
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
...their relationship continued to unravel. It all
definitely was unraveling.
All went downhill when Chantel confronted Pedro about a possible affair with his coworker.
Him cheating on you? Oh, you're definitely wife material. Get that. Hell out of here. And you're arguing on a TV show? Oh, you guys are such a legitimate relationship. We all bow down to you.
When I ask you where you're going.
When I ask you, you tell me.
You're telling me it's none of my business and you're coming home drunk.
That's not good. Kind of is your business when you're in a relationship, bro.
I swear to God, see, I wish it on you. I left the house a long time ago.
She.
That doesn't make any sense.
My business, and you're coming home drunk.
I swear to God, see, I wish it on you. I left the house a long time ago.
But what? I swear to God, if I was cheat on you, I would have left the house a while ago. No, a lot of times cheating happens when you pretend to go out bowling. That's the dumbest thing ever. Oh, yeah, I'm going to wait till I leave the house to cheat on you. No, then you wouldn't be cheating because you'd be breaking up. What a dummy.
Hang on, go.
She also accused Pedro of being just like his father, who had a past of infidelity, which led to his dad having a whole other family outside of his marriage to Pedro's mom.
That's no good.
It seems like Pedro is starting to follow in the same footsteps of his father. He's treating me poorly.
Well, that sucks, but you met him on a show where you get engaged after 90 days. Oh, it's true love between you two. Oh, you seem like such an angel.
It's like his father treated his wife and...
How about your parents? You're throwing the shot to them. Oh, I'm sure your mom and dad were so good to you.
And his mistress.
And you were such a good teenager.
He's disrespecting women. That's what his father was all about.
And you don't disrespect men? You don't demean them? Oh, you're perfect to be around.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to the Wilsons. Sierra and Russell Wilson celebrated their 6th wedding anniversary and took to their Instagram pages on Wednesday to share their love for each other.
I bet his wife, his ex, Russell Wilson's a little mad that she didn't get the big contract, Russell Wilson.
33-year-old pro football player started off his tribute with a sweet selfie video dedicated to his bride.
All right, that's good.
Also, a special guest, her son, Future.
For 6 years, and I love you. You're so nice. And
her son's name is Future? Let me look up. Russell Wilson, son, name. Because if his name is Future, let me see here. His name is Wynn. Sierra, son, Future. Because I got to see something here. I got to do my authority. I'm trying to figure out if the father of Sierra's son's name was Future. Here's why Sierra no longer talks to her baby father, Future. So I guess she named the kid Future. That's got to be weird, man. Yeah, their kid's name is Future Junior. And they called off their engagement and ended the relationship just 3 months after giving birth to their baby boy. That's weird, man. At least they didn't name, if they had a daughter, they didn't name it Goodies.
Did you take care of me?
You're literally saying your girlfriend's ex's name every time. Hey, what's up, Future? What's up, ex? That had sex with my... You get it?
Future.
For 6 years, and I love you. You're so nice, and you take care of me.
And he's lucky because now he has a better father.
Food on my plate and
we love you so much, Mama. Anniversary for Future and I. We love you.
Yeah. So they're in love. Everything's good there.
Ricky Martin is denying allegations surrounding a domestic abuse restraining order filed against him in Puerto Rico this week.
What's he going to say? Oh, yeah, I beat up people. I beat up my boyfriend. Of course he's going to deny it.
Police spokesman Axel Valencia told the Associated Press that the temporary order was signed on Friday, and authorities attempted to serve the singer in his coastal neighborhood of Dorado. But according to the AP, Valencia said, quote, up until now, police haven't been able to find him.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. If you're innocent, you'd be like, hey, guys, come on over. I got nothing to hide.
Puerto Rican newspaper El Vocero reported that the petitioner, who remains unnamed under the country's Domestic Abuse Prevention and Intervention Act, known as Law 54, claimed that Martin has been seen loitering near the person's home multiple times since...
Loitering? What's he doing? Promoting solar?
...since they allegedly ended a 7-month relationship earlier this year.
Yeah, when you're ending a 7-month relationship, that was never true love. That was just... Nice, freaky sex.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Yellow guys are raking in the green. The latest chapter in the Despicable Me franchise dominated the holiday weekend box office. Gru and the King snagged an Independence Day 4-day opening record.
I find the minions to be so annoying. I don't even know what they are, but I'm like, go away. Burn in hell. That was mean.
Here we go, totaling more than $125 million. The film from our sister company, Universal Pictures.
Oh, that's why you're promoting it. Got it. 856, we're going through speedrun. 49, Hoppy.
Right, next up, Miles Teller. As rumors swirl about who will be cast as the next James Bond, well, Teller is getting some buzz courtesy of his...
Why?
...newest cheerleader, his grandma. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Because he did such a good job in the Fantastic Four. Yeah, please ruin another franchise. Even though that franchise was already ruined.
Building off Teller's box office success in Top Gun Maverick, his grandmother, Leona Flowers, took her campaign to Twitter. Here's how she pitched her grandson for the coveted role. Quote, I think my grandson, Miles Teller, has proven that he has everything they're looking for. Talent, looks, strength, worldwide appeal, and oh so cool. He can be that guy, wouldn't
he? No, he cannot. He's talented at being Miles Teller, but let me be honest. He ain't no James Bond, but who cares anymore? Honestly, the fact that they have not made Idris Elba the James Bond yet is a little weird. He's the only one that could do it. No one else could. Yeah, let's get a frat bro to come in. Speaking of things I dislike, I never liked Frasier.
Hey,
first of all, in all the videos of him being a radio DJ, the microphone's like never near him.
And maybe I seem a bit confused.
And just think he's an asshole. And they're thinking about doing a remake? A reboot? Why? The funniest part, the dad's dead.
All right, next up, Kelsey Grammer. The actor is giving us some good news on that long-awaited Frasier reboot.
Okay.
Who said that was good news? Oh, wait, you're on NBC and you're promoting NBC. Got it.
It's officially in the works.
What?
In a virtual appearance on The Talk yesterday, Grammer confirmed that the show is in its final stages of pre-production.
It's so good. I can't wait.
He also revealed that they hope to start shooting the first episode sometime this fall.
And what, do you have a time machine to bring back the father, the funniest part?
I can't believe it's been 18 years since the original series wrapped, and fans are dying to know of some of their old favorites.
I'm so sick of that when the reporters are like, oh my God, I can't believe it's been 18 years. Yeah, time's flying. What a concept.
Will be returning. No word yet officially if Jane Levy's will be back as Daphne or David Hyde.
Ah, whatever. So it's going to be a good time. Can we have something new come out, please? Everything is a remake. It's lame. Speaking of lame.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Travis Scott isn't taking any chances, stopping his show due to safety concerns.
Oh, now you do it. Got it. Loser. You didn't want to do it before, but now that your lawyers told you to. Because you have no conscience, because you're a sociopath.
Just make sure you're okay,
buddy. He's not even talking into the microphone. Adele's got a better presence. Maybe that's why his music sucks. He's not talking into a microphone. Then again, I don't think that's the real reason. It just sucks.
Make sure you're okay,
buddy. Hey, everybody.
Performed an impromptu set at the Coney Island Art Walls Independence Day event in New York.
That sounds awful. Oh, let's go to Coney Island and see Travis Scott. No, thank you. I can't play it because of copyright. And honestly, I'm doing you a favor. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of another Travis that I have a little more respect for.
He never holds back and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Not that he's looking for my approval.
Travis Barker is on the mend after suffering from pancreatitis.
Yeah.
And ET has learned his health scare has only brought him closer to wife Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah, life's short and we're all gonna die. I would assume it would bring you closer.
I've never met a better human in my life.
A source tells ET Court was extremely worried when the Blink 182 rocker was feeling unwell. And
yeah, that's what happens when you love somebody.
Later rushed by ambulance to LA's Cedars-Sinai Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
We're told Kourtney has been taking care of Travis around the clock. Quote,
that's good. I like hearing that.
She
I'm sure Scott doesn't.
She's been by Travis's side throughout everything.
Yeah.
And making sure he is okay.
Well, I'm glad he's okay. 856-49-HOPPY.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with Travis Scott because he is back on the big stage and seems to be using his platform responsibly.
That's good. We have already heard about this. Let me see if there's anything else. Rihanna's the youngest billionaire ever. Whatever. 856, we're going to move on.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news in entertainment. Congratulations are in order to Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne as they celebrate their 40th wedding anniversary.
And what, he's hooked up with 40 women in this decade? I mean, I don't get, oh wow, you were married for 40 years by sleeping in separate beds. Good for you. He cheated on you all the time.
Ozzy took to Instagram to celebrate 4 decades of marital bliss yesterday, commemorating...
Of bliss, because you were banging other women.
...a special occasion with a throwback photo from their wedding day.
Yeah.
The rocker captioned the pic, 40 years ago today, happy anniversary, my love.
I'm wondering who typed that. Sharon?
Recall these two first met when Sharon was only 19 years old and her father was the manager of Ozzy's band Black Sabbath.
That's some weird vibes, man.
They tied the knot in Hawaii, July 1982, and later welcomed 3 kids, Amy, Kelly, and Jack. Congrats to the wild and crazy and happy couple. Moving on to Tom Hanks, because he's finally weighed in on Chris Evans taking over the role of Buzz Lightyear from Tim Allen in the new Pixar movie, Lightyear. Apparently, some fans and even Tom Hanks are confused as to why Tim wasn't the voice of Buzz.
Because it's not the same fucking Buzz Lightyear. Let me explain to you. The Buzz Lightyear in the Toy Story movies is a character that was bought when they went to, I don't think it was Pizza Planet, but it was bought at their Toys R Us for Andy for his birthday because the biggest movie in 1995 was Buzz Lightyear. So, of course, you're going to have a different actor on the movie. Oh, God. It's not the same thing. Shut up, Tim Allen. Go make another awful sitcom that gets canceled but brought back because dumb Republicans pretended to care about it.
As in the new film. During an interview with Cinema Blend, Hank said, "How about that? I actually wanted to go head to head with Tim Allen, and then they didn't let Tim Allen do it. I don't
Shut up, Tom. Go back to just being a deadbeat dad to your son, Chet."
Understand that. Recall that Tim had voiced the character of Buzz Lightyear in all 4 Toy Story.
But it's not Toy Story. It's its own entity, dude.
Toy movies, so it only made sense for him to do it again for this movie.
But I can't. These dumb boomers don't get it.
Movie about the man on whom the toy was based on.
And do we really need to hear from you? The last two movies sucked. Oh, please, bring back Tim Allen. He did such a good job. And 3 and 4.
Also said, I want to go back in the theater with a bunch of strangers and leave with something in common. That
you have nothing in common with us, you douchebag. Besides deadbeat dads, and I would hope deadbeat dads don't listen to this.
Say hey.
Hey.
Lori Loughlin is in the house. The Full House alum made a surprise appearance on her daughter Olivia Jade's latest YouTube video.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't planned out at all. Because if you were to call your mom randomly, she might not always look like she has makeup on. But Lori Loughlin looked pretty camera ready.
On screen briefly during a FaceTime chat with the influencer.
And not the camera we wanted.
Say hey.
Hey.
That's all I care about. 856-49-OBBY.
Meghan McCain has a message for celebrities who wanted to cancel the 4th of July.
What, I'm going to copy all my opinion points from the Ben Shapiro show?
The 37-year-old television personality wrote an opinion piece for the Daily Mail, slamming Jessica Chastain, Katy Perry, Kim and Kourtney Kardashian, and other celebs who wanted to cancel Independence Day.
Yeah. If we're so independent and free, if we want to cancel it, that's our right. Especially with what the Supreme Court did. We don't really have that many freedoms. Oh, but Meghan McCain's pro-life.
Aftermath of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Yeah. If Meghan McCain is so pro-life, why aren't you nice to people? Oh, wait, look at who your father was. I mean, runs in the family.
Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker are, quote, hanging out after their split.
Hooking up.
Source tells ET that the two are very happy and, quote, are in a good place right now. They spent 4th of July weekend in the Hamptons together and had a really fun time.
You don't realize that Devin Booker went through a lot by losing to by 50 points to Luka Doncic and the Mavericks. And then while the Suns were supposed to be playing the Warriors in the conference finals, he was at Courtney's wedding in Italy and looked miserable. So I'm assuming that didn't help out the relationship, but we know that Kendall likes being low-key, so I'm not surprised that things are working out.
Their hectic schedules sometimes get in the way of their relationship, but they have a lot of love for each other.
And I think he's like afraid to lock it down with her because then he knows that there's going to be like a request to have the wedding on TV. So one wonders if maybe they never get married, but they get married like secretly so they don't have to deal with Kris Kardashian. I just don't see Devin Booker and Kris Kardashian vibing.
It's not always easy.
This update comes about a week after the supermodel was spotted out at a restaurant in Malibu.
That's good. So they're back together. Woohoo! Improves my life. Not at all.
In today's Tech Bytes, Apple's new effort to protect iPhones. Lockdown mode is meant to shield high-profile users like politicians from state-sponsored hackers. It turns off several
vulnerabilities. Of course you're protecting the rich and elite, the ones that have all the info that could bring them down. Got it.
iPhone features, reducing the number of ways that hackers can attack a target.
Speaking whatever. Finally, before we end the show,
Elon Musk is a dad again.
Loser!
The SpaceX founder secretly welcomed twins last November with Siobhan Zillis.
And I'm sure he's been there for his kids. He's not a deadbeat dad. It doesn't matter how much money you have. If you're not there for your kids, you're a deadbeat. You could be a billionaire. You could be worth $2. If you're not there for your kids, especially Nick Cannon with all the time of the day and being in Los Angeles and being Elon Musk always in outer space, you're a deadbeat, bro. And I have no respect for deadbeat dads. I know people that I've worked with, either presently or in the past, that are deadbeat dads, and I have zilch for you.
Project director at his company Neuralink, according to court filings obtained by The Insider this week. In April, the pair reportedly requested that an Austin, Texas county court change the newborn's legal names to have their, quote, father's last name.
Yeah, I would too. I want all the money.
And contain their mother's last name as part of their middle name.
That makes sense.
The documents
reveal. I bet he doesn't even know what the mother's name is.
What the twins are named and their sexes were not made public.
Here's why I like Jeff Bezos better. He doesn't have kids, and he created Amazon from the beginning. Everybody was laughing at Jeff Bezos in the 90s. Oh, you got a crappy apartment. Oh, or a crappy, you got a crappy car. You got a crappy this. You got a crappy that. Oh, yeah, you don't have nice things. And the reporter was like making fun of him and that. And then the reporter that was making fun of him went on to do nothing. And then he went on to achieve everything.
He calls his company Amazon.com.
It says nerd of the Amazon.
Earth's biggest bookstore. You can't drop by, not in person anyway. For the customer, Amazon only exists on the computer screen. But Bezos does have an office, so we wangled an invitation. And where's Amazon's headquarters? The public relations people told us to come to 1516 Second Avenue between Pike and Pine in Seattle. But when we passed the pawn shop and the porno parlor, the wig store and the downmarket teriyaki...
See how they're talking down Jeff Bezos? And this hacky reporter got kicked off of 60 Minutes, and Jeff Bezos went to be a billionaire. Who won in life?
...joint. We didn't see anything that looked vaguely cutting edge. No corporate drives or office towers.
I bet that boomer lives forever being miserable, like most boomers.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.